This morning on WCHL, both Mary Willingham and Carol Folt say they left their meeting on Monday with different definitions of its atmosphere. We'll fill you in on the latest. Will Chapel Hill finally vote on Ephesus Fordham tonight? And Orange County reports its ninth rabies case of the year. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, what colors will Diamond Shields wear next season? Many teams want them to be theirs. Plus, the men's basketball season is no walk in the park next year. And
kudos to Carol Folt for getting rid of Mary Willingham.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, we have 56 degrees. Is that true this morning? My goodness, it is awfully warm this morning. Feels like springtime out there for sure. Sunshine today, high today in the upper 60s, and a little bit windy later on in the day. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says her meeting with academic advisor Mary Willingham was never contentious, but Willingham stands by her, saying the university leader admonished her. In an email to WCHL, the chancellor's office said she gave Willingham time to express her concerns on anything she wanted, and that Chancellor Folt expressed her points of view, including her commitment to ensuring the success of all students at Carolina. That's a quote. The meeting lasted about an hour on Monday afternoon. The News and Observer reported Monday that Willingham told UNC history professor Jay Smith that the chancellor berated her in the meeting. Both Smith and Willingham said they didn't use the word berated, but that she did feel that she was reprimanded in their discussion. Chancellor Folt said she expressed in the meeting that the issues Willingham is raising are being addressed through academic and athletic reforms, and that there are more in review. In an interview with Sports Extra on Monday, Willingham told Chancellor Folt accused her of polarizing the community. However, she said the polarization wasn't created by her, but through the interlocking of athletics and academics. Willingham said she understands she's made it hard for some people, including the chancellor, and that she knows the chancellor has a tough task ahead of her. But Willingham says she thinks Chancellor Folt will try to move the university using the word us forward. The description of Monday's meeting has been told multiple ways, but one fact is certain. Despite not handing in a letter of resignation yet, Willingham says she will leave UNC at the end of the semester. Willingham finished classes on Tuesday and says she will post grades next week. She said she will talk with her boss after posting final grades to discuss her departure from UNC. She's a key witness in the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit and says she will be focusing on the goal of reforming intercollegiate athletics from outside of the university. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will continue what turned out to be an angry public hearing this past Monday. That's because people who showed up to voice their opinions about the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan didn't actually get to speak. The four-hour meeting was taken up with detailed staff presentations, and there was no time left for public comment. That caused some people to storm out of the packed room after about 3 hours. Council members still have a few leftover agenda items to consider, so tonight's meeting at Southern Human Services Complex on Homestead Road will start an hour earlier than usual at 6 p.m. Items on tonight's agenda include a public hearing on a stormwater management master plan and request for construction of 109 residential units at the site of Timber Hollow Apartments. Tonight could also be the night the council votes on the Ephesus Fordham plan, which is to rezone 190 acres near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in hopes of encouraging economic development in the area. So expect another standing room only crowd tonight. Coming up, we'll tell you about another rabies case in Orange County, a very high number. That's coming up next. WCHL News Time is 6:10.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding his recent service experience with Teresa Kramer and Tracy Williams.
I have both a Porsche and an Outback that are serviced at Performance. Teresa Kramer, Porsche advisor, and Tracy Williams, Subaru advisor, are both outstanding individuals who go above and beyond to maintain my vehicles in top condition. I have every confidence in their recommendations.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Everyone saves during our April sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance Promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
It's 612 at WCHL. 9 rabies cases have been confirmed in Orange County so far this year. That's according to Animal Services. In total, 12 positive rabies cases were recorded in 2013. So we're nearing that figure, and it's only April. On Saturday, an Eflin resident found a dead raccoon outside of her barn. It was later tested and found to be rabid. The resident owns 8 animals. Three horses, 3 dogs, and 2 cats, and the potential exposure to the raccoon cannot be ruled out. Animal Services said 7 of the 8 animals are currently vaccinated against rabies and will receive a booster shot. Unfortunately, one of the cats was not currently vaccinated and will be euthanized. Under North Carolina law, a dog, cat, or ferret that has a current rabies vaccination must only receive a booster shot within 5 days of any suspected rabies exposure. If you or your pet encounters an animal believed to be rabid, you should report it to Animal Services immediately by calling 919-942-7387. It's also advised that pets not be allowed to roam free where they can be exposed to wildlife. The Animal Services Department holds periodic low-cost vaccination clinics throughout the year. The next low-cost rabies vaccination clinic will take place on Thursday, May 8th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Public Market House Farmers Market in Hillsborough. The cost for rabies vaccinations is $10, and only cash will be accepted at this particular clinic. And we have all the contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. For now, Tanisha Davis calls the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill home. Her son, just a baby, was born 25 weeks early, weighing only 1 pound, 7 ounces. While he receives critical medical care at UNC hospitals, Davis said the Ronald McDonald House has proven to be a sanctuary for her family. She watched on Tuesday as ground was broken on an expansion project that will enable the house to serve more families in need and provide them with support that goes beyond a place to call home. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I didn't know a place like this existed. Everything happened so fast. I thought we were going to commute back from Fayetteville to here to see our son, which would have been hard. So knowing that this place is here, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
That's Davis. She was pregnant with her second son and went in for a routine checkup when she found out some news that would change her family's life. The doctor told her that she had severe preeclampsia, a rapidly progressing, life-threatening condition that affects both the mother and unborn child. Doctors told Davis that emergency surgery was necessary or both could lose their lives. She then traveled from Fayetteville, where she lives with her husband, who serves in the military, and young son, to Chapel Hill to have the procedure done at UNC hospitals.
After a successful operation, she needed somewhere to stay while her infant son received the essential care he needed in Chapel Hill. She and her husband do not have family in North Carolina. Davis said that in a matter of months, the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill's staff and fellow families became her support system.
It's not a place where it's a pity party. They're actually here to support you and to help you through this time. And you can make a lot of new friends here. So don't come in thinking that it's just a doomsday because your child is in the hospital, because they're going to uplift you.
Without the house, Davis said she would have had to constantly commute between her home in Fayetteville and the hospital with her two babies.
I wouldn't have been able to be without my son, like be far away from him. I'm a hands-on mom. I cry when I can't see him during the day because I have to be with my other son. But having them here and knowing that if I needed to go up there, someone would say, I'll watch him while I go up there. Like, it's like a big extended family.
Having housed more than 2,000 families of seriously ill or injured children, nearly 800 families are still turned away from the house due to lack of space. And this demand will only increase in the coming years as UNC Hospitals continues to expand. In an effort to meet the growing need for its services, the house celebrated its groundbreaking ceremony on the planned expansion that will double the facility's current square footage and increase the number of rooms from 29 to 53. Shelley Day, executive director of the house, said it became apparent in 2009 that the expansion would be necessary.
Frankly, we're all looking forward to late spring of 2015 when we will open and be able to say to every family who needs us, come on down, we have a room.
Day was joined by other members of the community, including Woody and Gene Durham, to commemorate the beginning of a project that will impact so many lives. The Durhams served as honorary co-chairs of fundraising efforts for the expansion. The house is also making history with a pediatrics care program called Loving Hands, which provides care for children facing the end of their lives through a partnership with hospice. It's the first of its kind within the global Ronald McDonald House network. For more information on how you can donate to the Ronald McDonald House Expansion Project, also known as Make Room for Hope, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ronald McDonald House, great organization. 617 at WCHL, the Radio Television Digital News Association announced on Tuesday morning that WCHL and Chapelboro.com have won 3 Region 8 Edward R. Murrow Awards for small market radio stations as voted on by their peers. Rand Northam, WCHL News and Sports Director, said immediately that we are extremely proud to be honored with 3 awards named after one of the former leaders of radio news broadcasting, Edward R. Murrow. Those awards recognize the best electronic journalism produced by radio, television, and online news organizations around the world. Chapelboro.com, WCHL's affiliated website, got the Broadcast Affiliated Website Award. Chapelboro.com not only provides a portal to all of the news and sports content created by WCHL, but also includes lifestyle and opinion content through various media, including audio, photos, and video. Reporter Rachel Nash was honored with the Audio Continuing Coverage Award for her stories on the Moral Monday rallies in Raleigh last summer. Nash traveled to Raleigh for 13 weeks of demonstrations to report on the movement that sought to change the Republican-led General Assembly's agenda. Northam received the Audio Sports Reporting Award for his story, recapping the football game named 6th best in 2012. Tar Heel fans remember it best as the game UNC standout Giovanni Bernard ran a punt back 73 yards to defeat North Carolina State 43-35 on October 27, 2012. The RTDNA asked news directors from around the nation to vote on the submissions. Northern served as one of the judges for regions outside Region 8. RTDNA is the world's largest professional organization devoted exclusively to electronic journalism. RTDNA represents local and network journalists in broadcasting, cable, and digital media in more than 30 countries. So congratulations to Rand Northam, WCHL News and Sports Director, to Rachel Nash, the entire WCHL News team, and to Zach Godwin and the folks at chapelboro.com, our website. I'm really proud of those guys and hope you are too. It is 619 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Not a lot happening so far this morning. It is awfully light right now as far as the traffic is concerned this early in the morning, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic. You'll hear from him in about a half an hour, and I'm going to talk to him about this award as well, or these awards, I should say. It is 620 at WCHL, and now moving on to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. It looks pretty good out there. Sunny today, high today in the upper 60s. A little bit windy later on in the day. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. And tomorrow, we'll look at it mostly sunshine again with the highs one more time in the upper 60s. For the weekend coming up, it's going to get warmer, but we'll also have a chance of rain moving in here. But this is another one of those days where you can just kind of enjoy it. If you get a chance to be outside, then by all means, take it. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we'll start with Diamond Shields. Nobody knows where Diamond Shields will play basketball next year, except maybe her, but many schools are trying to get her. According to Assistant Director of Athletic Communications at UNC, Mark Kimmel, the UNC Compliance Office has received many requests to speak to the National Freshman of the Year. UNC Athletics has not yet responded as to how many schools have asked to speak with Shields. This past weekend, a source close to WCHL said she's headed to Tennessee next season. The Shields' hometown friend from Georgia, Tia Cooper, decommitted from UNC at the start of the school year and is reportedly leaning towards signing at Tennessee for the 2015-2016 school year. A compliance officer told WCHL in an email that any further communication about where the Shields will play in the future will have to come directly from her. Kimmel forwarded information from the compliance office to WCHL explaining the transfer process. In order for a school to contact a player of another university, that school has to get written permission from the player's athletic director or an athletics administrator designated by the athletics director. Kimmel says rarely do ADs get directly involved, rather the compliance officers take care of it. Carolina has five people listed in its compliance office in addition to one graduate assistant. Vince Illy was hired as a senior associate AD for compliance in the summer of 2012 and heads up that department. Wherever Diamond Shields ends up, she'll have to spend 1 year in residence there before she's eligible to compete. If she is academically eligible, she may receive athletics aid and participate in practices. The North Carolina men's basketball team is primed for a deep run of the 2014-15 season, but plenty of obstacles await the Tar Heels in an ACC schedule that's once again stacked from top to bottom. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a closer look at the next UNC round ball schedule.
Forget all that you knew about the Atlantic Coast Conference. This is your new look, ACC, and get used to it. The Tar Heels will only face two members of the original ACC in their home Smith Center slate. Next season, UNC will face a daunting schedule of games next season, including home and away games against new member and perennial powerhouse Louisville, as well as Duke, NC State, and Georgia Tech. The ACC released the conference schedules for the next two basketball seasons Tuesday. Each of the ACC's 16-member institutions has two regular schedule partners for home and away games. The Blue Devils and the Wolfpack are the two regular opponents for the Tar Heels. In the 2014-2015 campaign, Carolina will host Florida State, Notre Dame, Syracuse, Virginia, and Virginia Tech, and travel to league foes Boston College, Clemson, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Wake Forest. The schedule no doubt promises to be an intriguing one for Tar Heel ticket holders. For the first time since 1998, Rick Pitino's Cardinals will visit Chapel Hill for a showdown in the Dean Dome, while Syracuse will be facing off with UNC for the first time ever in Chapel Hill. The 2014-2015 schedule will be the ACC's third season with 18 conference games. UNC finished with a 12-6 mark in league play in 2012-2013 and went 13-5 this past season. The ACC Digital Network's Jeff Fischel wonders whether the Tar Heels can get back on track in the upcoming season.
You didn't make the Elite Eight the last two seasons. That's the first two-year drought of the Roy Williams era. Do you make a deep run next year?
The following year, in 2015-2016, UNC will play two games against Duke, NC State, Boston College, and Syracuse, while tasked with tough away games only at Florida State, Louisville, Notre Dame, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. And that's just the ACC gauntlet. Carolina will be facing an always formidable Kentucky Wildcat team next season, and will also be playing in a preseason tournament field in the Bahamas with Wisconsin and Florida. That makes three of the four Final Four teams in 2014 as potential opponents looming for head coach Roy Williams' troops. But with Marcus Paige, Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meeks, and J.P. Tokodoh all returning, along with the additions of a trio of highly touted recruits in Justin Jackson, Theo Pinson, and Joel Berry, the Tar Heels should be well equipped to take on one of the toughest schedules in the country. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Carolina baseball team's ninth inning rally fell short last night in Greenville. Tar Heels fell to East Carolina 3-2. They're now 23-18 on the year. 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. If you were to walk into a certain lab at Vanderbilt University, you might find researchers steering a thin robotic needle through a bowl of Jell-O. It's not a game they're playing, nor is it an exotic dessert they're trying to prepare. They're using the Jell-O as a substitute for the human brain. The story after this. There are so many reasons to send roses this spring. Birthdays, anniversaries, and don't forget Mother's Day. So send something special to someone special. A beautiful rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Roses typically come in dozens, and while one or two dozen roses are impressive, imagine how you'll make her smile by sending her three dozen roses. That's why 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer for you since you listened to the Osgood File. Order 36 stunning multicolored roses for just $36. An abundant bouquet of three dozen roses for $36. So many roses for such a great value. But this offer is only available this week, so you need to order now. You can have the roses delivered tomorrow, or you can lock in this amazing offer for a Mother's Day delivery. To order 36 roses for $36, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. Even with today's surgical tools, says Vanderbilt neurosurgeon Dr. Kyle Weaver, an attempt to get to areas deep inside the brain might do more harm than good.
Oftentimes, based on the anatomy of the brain and the way the blood vessels are configured and these disease processes, they're oftentimes deep down in the brain. And the thought is that getting those, the surgery is actually going to do more damage than the blood clot is on its own.
It was an engineering professor at Vanderbilt, Robert Webster, who conceived of the idea of a robotic needle to find and remove blood clots in the brain. His own father had such a blood clot at one time.
I was interested in that medical problem because of that, and he was lucky. He was one of the ones that survived and didn't have brain damage.
Webster says the flexible needle, controlled by a computer, would map the most efficient route through the delicate brain tissue.
Then the doctor would just hit go, and the robot would go and do that. It would remove all the stuff that's inside the boundary that the doctor drew and nothing else that's outside the boundary.
Through the tiniest nooks, crannies, and air spaces. We'd do it now if we could, says Dr. Weaver.
But the problem is the corridor that we operate through, or the space that we operate through, is very small. So it limits our ability to introduce or to use the common tools.
They're not ready to do it yet in a brain. Until then, it's the Jell-O. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit LouiseBeckProperties.com.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We are going green just in time for Earth Day with a fantastic line of eco-friendly frames. To celebrate, we're having a sale offering you 20% off all custom orders with these EcoCare frames now through April 30th. Carefully designed to have the smallest footprint possible on the environment, these eco-friendly frames are as responsible as they are beautiful. Now through April 30th, The Print Shop, for over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Love Chapel Hill. It's over half off. Tickets to Love Live Concert Series on April 25th, available now. Love Live is a fantastic concert series presented to you by Love Chapel Hill, featuring up-and-coming artists. Choose between purchasing 6 tickets for $24 or 10 for $36, and come out on the 25th to see rising Americana folk stars The Vespers, local artist Delta Sun, and special guest Priscilla Townsend under the stars at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
It's 6:30 at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in downtown Carborough. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starts, seeds, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. 56 degrees this morning, unseasonably and unreasonably warm. It is sunny skies all day today. High today about 68 degrees. A little bit on the windy side later on in the afternoon. Tonight clear with low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And coming for the weekend, warmer temperatures and also a 50-50 chance of rain starting on Friday.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Some debris has washed up on shore in Western Australia as the hunt for Malaysia Flight 370 continues. Reporter Scott Maiman.
Police are now guarding the beach at Augusta, south of Perth. It's much further south than the current search area for the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. That's in the Indian Ocean, off the coast of Western Australia. Officials from Australia's Air Transportation Safety Board won't say exactly what has been found, except to describe the discovery as being consistent with airplane wreckage.
There's no confirmation that this debris is linked to the missing jet. Images of the wreckage have been sent to Malaysian officials, who are holding a news briefing now. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been telling families,
"We are not going to let down the families of the 239 people who were on that plane by surrendering while there is reasonable hope of finding something."
The Boeing 777 disappeared more than 6 weeks ago. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 55 degrees this morning. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says her meeting with academic advisor Mary Willingham was never contentious, but Willingham stands by her, saying the university leader admonished her. In an email sent to WCHL, the chancellor's office said she gave Willingham time to express her concerns on anything she wished, and that the chancellor expressed her points of view, including her commitment to ensuring the success of all students at Carolina. The meeting lasted for about an hour on Monday afternoon. The News and Observer reported Monday that Willingham told UNC history professor Jay Smith that the chancellor berated her in the meeting. Both Smith and Willingham said they did not use the word berated, but that she did feel she was reprimanded in their discussion. Chancellor Folt said she expressed in the meeting that the issues Willingham is raising are being addressed through academic and athletic reforms, and that there are more in review. The description of Monday's meeting has been told multiple ways, but one fact is certain: despite not handing in a letter of resignation yet, Willingham says she will leave UNC at the end of the semester. Willingham finished classes on Tuesday and says she will post grades next week. She said she will talk with her boss after she posts those final grades to discuss her departure from UNC. She's a key witness in the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit and says she will be focusing on the goal of reforming intercollegiate athletics from outside of the university. There are more details on that story on our website at chapelborough.com. Tonight, Chapel Hill Town Council will continue what turned out to be an angry public hearing this past Monday night. That's because people who showed up to voice their opinions about the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan didn't actually get to speak. The four-hour meeting was taken up with detailed staff presentations. There was no time left for public comment. It caused some people to storm out of the fact room after about 3 hours. Tonight, they're going to do it again. They have a meeting at Southern Human Services Complex on Homestead Road. It will start an hour earlier than usual meetings at 6 p.m. They could cast a vote tonight. We don't know. Expect another standing room only crowd. And again, more details on chapelborough.com. 9 rabies cases have now been confirmed in Orange County so far this year, according to Orange County Animal Services. In total, 12 positive rabies cases recorded in 2013, the entire year. So we're nearing that figure, and here it is only April. On Saturday, an Eflin resident found a dead raccoon outside of her barn. It was later tested and found to be rabid. Every one of the rabies cases has been a raccoon, with the exception of one, which was a skunk. The cost for rabies vaccinations is only $10 at special clinics. They have another low-cost rabies vaccination clinic taking place on Thursday, May 8th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Public Market House Farmers Market in Hillsborough. Only cash will be accepted at that clinic. All the details on our website at chapelborough.com. Lindsay Jeffries, a recent UNC grad, is the first African-American female helicopter pilot in the North Carolina Army National Guard. As the first member of her family to attend college, Jeffries has always broken down barriers on her path to success. Carolina Connections' Reese Adamola spent a day with Jeffries in Salisbury to learn more about her journey.
Every morning, Second Lieutenant Lindsay Jeffries drives to the Salisbury Aviation Unit. At the unit, she flies and conducts tests on the Black Hawk helicopters. She says it's not the idea of flying that excites her.
Even when I'm not flying, just putting on this uniform, I was just like, I look good, you know?
After taking a good look in the mirror, Jeffries makes her way in her tan combat boots and army camouflage uniform to the helicopter flight line.
When I look over at the helicopter running up and you hear that sound of the auxiliary power unit coming on, it's so great. This is the part I love. And then when I see them flying in the sky, my heart smiles. I really do love it.
Jeffries graduated from UNC in 2012 with a degree in psychology. While in college, she joined the ROTC to help pay her tuition. She was first exposed to the aviation field in high school at an Air Force Junior ROTC program. Since then, she has not turned her back.
I love the military. I love the Army. I love the National Guard of North Carolina, more specifically.
She says her career is a constant study on learning and relearning about the technicalities of Black Hawk helicopters.
So for the Black Hawk, you're going to have two pilots, one on the left side of the aircraft and one on the right side. They're going to be simultaneous controls where it allows for either pilot to control the helicopter.
Jeffrey sits on the right side, and the left side is for experienced pilots. She's only 23 years old and is one out of only 4 women in her aviation unit. Her mentor, Sergeant Deanna Zagner, has been in the military for 23 years.
How are you?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
It has been a while since I've seen you.
Zagner says women in general have to work twice as hard in a male-dominated environment.
When I first came in, I was in the Air Force, and I had a supervisor who thought females in the military were secretaries, and he thought I should go get his coffee.
Now working as a maintenance supervisor, Zagner never allows her gender to derail her from moving up the ladder in the military.
He ended up PCSing to another state and then ended up getting kicked out. So here, I'm still here.
Jeffrey says that she has not encountered any form of sexism or discrimination during her time in the military.
This career field, it can't be based on anything but your skills. You can't be like, well, we're going to put her there because she's a girl. We need a girl. That's just irrational. Is you have to meet the same standards and the same qualifications as everyone else.
She says being named the first African-American female helicopter pilot in the North Carolina National Guard is an honor and hopes her title continues to break more barriers for everyone. In Salisbury, this is Reese Adamola.
Reese Adamola is a reporter with Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 on WCHL during the school year. Its final show of the year airs this weekend, and the year-in-review show will air on May 10th. U.S. Representative David Price of Chapel Hill is scheduled to attend a formal ceremony marking the reopening of the refurbished Terminal 1 at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. It's been a long time coming. The celebration is scheduled for this afternoon at 3:30 in the ticketing area. Raleigh-Durham CEO and President Mike Langeth is also scheduled to attend that ceremony. Terminal 1 was known as Terminal A when it opened way back in 1982. For years, it was the airport's main terminal, serving all airlines except American and the now defunct Midway. It now houses only Southwest Airlines and its subsidiary, AirTran. And in news around town this morning, It's widely considered one of the greatest movies of all time. And tomorrow, you can see it the way it was originally intended. It's The General, Buster Keaton's great silent classic about a boy and his train. It'll screen at the Arts Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with live musical accompaniment by Dale Baker, Tim Carlos, Casey Toll, and Whit Wright, just as it was originally shown in theaters back in 1926. For tickets, you can visit artcenterlive.org. And for more news around town items, you can go to our website, chapelboro.com, and click on the News Around Town link. 6:39 at WCHL, Terry Tyson is back. It's been a while. She has today's commentary, and it's about light rail. That is on the way next.
Hi, I'm a kid. We support Jimmy Doster. Please vote Jimmy Doster for the Durham School Board on May 6th.
Paid for by Vote Jimmy Doster.
Vote Jimmy Doster for Durham School Board. Vote early April 24th through May 3rd at the Durham South Regional Library or downtown Durham at the Board of Elections office.
Hi, I'm a kid. We support Jimmy Doster. Please vote Jimmy Doster for the Durham School Board on May 6th.
Paid for by Vote Jimmy Doster.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for the first Fridays on the Front Porch of the season on April 25th, starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
Join WCHL and Chapelboro.com for the 2014 Community Forum presented by Orange County Government. Tune in beginning at 8 a.m. tomorrow for 10 hours of enlightening conversation and topics that affect our everyday lives in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. All day long, you'll hear from all the important elected officials, business leaders, educators, and residents, plus all of your favorite voices from right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Join us as we discuss the hottest topics, including town and gown, big-time sports, education, affordability, economic development, and more. Plus, don't miss the newest panel hour called Tomorrow's Newsmakers, highlighting the newest faces in politics and business in our community. During the forum, we invite all of the community to head to WCHL's Twitter page for updates throughout the day. Thanks to our sponsors, Durham Technical Community College, Jersey Mike's, VATree, and the UPS stores. The 2014 WCHL Community Forum, presented by Orange County Government, tomorrow. A special presentation of 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. Light rail is an anointed left-wing cause. It doesn't matter how much it costs or how few it serves. I would be remiss if I didn't weigh in on this pie-in-the-sky notion. Several local columnists have expressed opposition to the concept of this ultra-expensive use of our tax dollars. Why would anyone think light rail would work in the Chapel Hill area? The whole concept reminds me of the bridge to nowhere. Considering the exorbitant cost, light rail to Alston Avenue begs the question, how many people travel to Alston Avenue from Chapel Hill, and vice versa, even Central students? Surely that number doesn't come close to 14,000, as officials anticipate. Did someone close their eyes and point to a place on a map? Does this help anyone get to Raleigh or to the airport? The whole idea of light rail in our area falls into the category of truth is weirder than fiction. Our leaders and planners are spending $21 million to conduct an environmental study for a light rail system that will require $1.4 billion to build. Yes, you heard right. $1.4 billion to go from UNC Hospital to Alston Avenue. How do we come up with that kind of money? Well, some say half will be federal money with the rest from state funding and the half-cent sales tax that's already been approved by Orange and Durham County voters. Some experts believe our Triangle region lacks the required population, congestion, and riders. Critics say the money could be better used for local and regional bus rapid transit. My final word, instead of light rail, the money would be better spent transporting each person individually to wherever they wish to go by luxury limousine. And while you're at it, throw in the best champagne money can buy to make their trip even more enjoyable. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
The 17th annual community dinner celebrating Orange County's cultural diversity will be held on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. at the McDougall Schools Cafetorium in Cobra.
This is a great event for the whole family, and it just won a national award. Last year, over 650 people came to the dinner for great food, fellowship, and entertainment.
Mama Dip's Kitchen and some restaurants are cooking the main meal, while other local restaurants and organizations are donating entrees and desserts.
Our great slate of entertainers includes the Chapel Hill Karen Youth Dancers, Bio My Youth Jazz Group, and more. And Ron Stutz from WCHL is our MC.
Tickets are $8 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under, and are on sale at many venues. Go to our website, communitydinner.org, for more information.
Every dinner has been a sellout, so get your tickets soon.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
See you at the dinner on April 27th.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Always is. Time now for Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina slipped to 23-18 on the 2014 campaign, dropping a 3-2 decision on the road at East Carolina yesterday. The big offense for the Tar Heels was Landon Lassiter. The third baseman went 2-for-4 with a solo home run and a single. Aside from that, offense tough to come by as Taylor Cherry takes the hard luck defeat, falling to 0-1 on the season for Carolina. Some other notables, Adam Paint went 2-for-2, getting a rare start in left field, and Sky Bolt back on his game 2-for-5 from out of center field for the Tar Heels.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program. Operation Edith, plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So with the East Carolina game in the rearview mirror, the Tar Heels come back to Bochimer Stadium tonight for a date with Liberty.
Very, very good team. Everybody we talk to says Liberty's the real deal. And as good a team as we're going to play, which is scary. We've played some pretty good teams, it's what we wanted this time of year. We can decide our own fate, kind of, if you will, down the stretch. You want to be playing teams that are having good years and have good RPIs.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Inside Carolina Athletics. Too bad Tar Heels lost last night on the road at ECU, but they're going to bounce back. And coming up at the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we'll be talking to Carolina head coach Mike Fox. 6:47 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together with Rand.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars retirement community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
TriSports is Chapel Hill's newest retail destination for walking, running, swimming, cycling, fitness, and yoga. Located at University Mall, we are celebrating our grand opening with exciting events through the month of April. This Friday, we are kicking off a weekend-long celebration of fitness. We will have a day-long CrossFit event this Saturday with two workouts of the day at our store featuring Reebok and CrossFit Chapel Hill. Come in for the workout and receive 10% off Saturday only. So stop by TriSports this weekend. We are next to Southern Season for prizes and giveaways.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now we're going to check in with Rand Northam. And Rand, before you get started, I just wanted to say congratulations on those news and sports awards yesterday.
Thank you very much.
WCHL and ChapelBrew.com.
I do greatly appreciate that, and it was certainly a team effort, and we are just so happy to be honored with three of those awards. And we are on to the national realm now. We send those three regional honors onto the national competition and hope that we can bring home a national trophy as well. But yeah, just to get those regional awards it's an outstanding honor. And, I took one personally, but three for the station as well. And it's just outstanding. We had a nice little get together yesterday with everybody here, and everybody was just grinning ear to ear because it really is a team effort and
fantastic,
a great thing for us and for the community. So thanks for that, and thanks to everyone.
Well, we'll talk more about it next hour,
sure,
on WCHL. But also, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for making me and Aaron sound good on the air.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you're part of that team,
or
too.
Or at least helping us sound good.
Hey, we'll talk about this next hour, but I got to, of course, say a big thanks to Jones Angel for the call that presented that award that set it all up. So, but we'll talk about that next hour.
Absolutely. Jones, big call of Gio Bernard's big run.
My goodness.
Well, what's happening on the roadways this morning?
Well, usually this time of day, we do see not too much traffic on the roadways, and that is holding true so far. At least no accidents or delays being reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you in just a little while. And by the way, in case I forgot to say that, you look good this morning.
Hey, thanks.
Fashionable as always. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 942-TIRE and put a 919 in front of that, of course. It is 56 degrees this morning. My goodness, 56. Sunny skies today. High today in the upper 60s. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s one more time. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Not as cool with a low in the upper 40s. Then on Friday, we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers late. High in the upper 70s. On Saturday, we'll be up around 80. And on Sunday, we'll be in the middle 70s. So weather is definitely going to turn warmer for your weekend. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a whole bunch of them here. And let's start with, hang on a second, actor David Burney. Remember Bridget and Bernie on TV? That was a long time ago. You probably don't. Not many people would, but David Burney, 75 years old today. Actor Lee Majors is 75. Hockey Hall of Famer Tony Esposito, 71 years old today. Actress Blair Brown is 66. Writer-director Paul Brickman, 65 years old today. Actress Joyce DeWitt is 65. She was the girl with dark hair on Three's Company. Remember her? 65 years old today. Filmmaker, author Michael Moore turned 60. Actress Jan Hooks is 57. Used to love her on Saturday Night Live. Actress Valerie Bertinelli is 54 years old today. Love her on a show called Hot in Cleveland now. Actor Craig Sheffer, 54 years old today. Actor, comedian, talk show host George Lopez is 53. U.S. Olympic gold medal skier Donna Weinbrett is 49 years old today. Actress Melina Kanakaridis is 47. Let's see here. Actor Scott Bairstow, 44 years old today. Actor Barry Watson is 40. Used to be on, what was the name of that show? I can't remember. Whole bunch of kids. Actor Cal Penn, 37 years old today. Major League Baseball All-Star Andruw Jones, 37 years old today, and once played for the Durham Bulls. Actress Jamie King is 35. Actor Aaron Hill, 31 years old today. And actor Dev Patel is 24. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Tamara Baker, Lynn Flamia, Bob Glosson has a birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. Sarah Myatt, Dennis Smith, Melinda Abrams, Lisa Kelly, Diane Kiesler. Julie McClintock has a birthday today. And our birthday winner is Danny Gotham, who not only is an outstanding individual, but just an outstanding musician as well. Danny Gotham hits the big 6-0 today. My goodness, I mean, who can't get excited about that? Happy birthday, Danny, from all of us at WCHL. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomot. And once again, congratulations.
All right, time now for trivia on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the scholarly intellectual part of our program. Here's Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stutz.
And you're going to make a query today?
Yes, I do plan to throw something out that will stimulate, fire the synapses and neurons, not to be confused with the olrons.
Stimulate my brain or what's left of it.
That's correct. Okay. I mean, we are. You know, we said yesterday, we promised we would do something a little more scholarly today after Rock and Roll Tuesday yesterday. Mm-hmm. So today our category is wars and literature.
War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Good God, y'all.
Say it again, y'all.
That's a great song.
Sorry.
Wars and literature.
Okay.
You ready? All right, here we go, folks. If you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
All right.
If Cold Mountain was written about times during the Civil War,
right,
and MASH, which was a book before it ever became a movie or a series, mm-hmm. was written about times in the Korean War.
Yep.
What war is going on and for whom the bell tolls?
Ooh, okay.
If Cold Mountain's written about times during the Civil War, MASH about times in the Korean War, what's going on? What's the war in which is a part of for whom the bell tolls?
All right. Call right now if you know the answer to the question, and Freddie Kiger will sing all about this book for you.
That would sure not be good.
Something will inspire him to sing.
Yes.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Vivian Connell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
You really appear to be on a mission. You've committed to taking your entire school, about 32 students, 13 staff members, to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C.
Inspiring and empowering students to participate in democracy. It's what I think we ought to do in education. Taking these kids to see what happened when people were silent about injustice, particularly discrimination against a particular group of people, and how that led to genocide. That is a particularly powerful tool, I hope.
There's another part of this story. Vivian has been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. She knows she doesn't have much time. She wants to make every minute count.
No matter how much time I have, if it's the classic 3 to 5 years, or if I'm blessed to be a very rare person who has quality of life beyond 5 years, or if I go more quickly than that, in the time that's remaining to me, I have to choose to enjoy each day, to maximize each opportunity. That is absolutely what I intend to do. I have this opportunity to deliberately craft a legacy, and I have opportunity to spend some very intentional time on this earth, and especially with my children, and I don't want to be ungrateful for that.
Just having a conversation with Vivian Connell is inspirational.
I think I'm just trying to do my best and be as gracious as possible and grateful for the opportunities I've had.
Vivian's been a teacher for decades. She's been involved in education in one way or another for a lot longer. At the age of 46, she decided to go to law school. This is a woman who can't be stopped.
Now, are you in a situation where you have the money you need for the trip now, or are you still taking contributions?
As of today, we believe that we are fully funded. A donor reached out from across the country, from California, and said, I want to make this possible. He did not want to be outed.
There's a hero. Remain.
He's a hero. Absolutely. And I noticed that some of my high school students who are freshly graduated in their entry-level jobs had
made donations. They're heroes.
Vivian says what she's doing now is no more heroic than what dedicated teachers do in the classroom every single day.
There are five stories like that in every school going on right now.
We appreciate what you're doing and wish you all the best. It really is going to leave a legacy.
Appreciate the support of this entire community, of all the people who've reached out, the support staff at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools who've jumped in to help promote and facilitate it. We really do have a wonderful community.
I know you're not going to like this when I say this, but Vivian Connell, you are today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, congratulations to Walt Mack, who called in here and got the answer to the question. It was the Spanish Civil War that was going on during For Whom the Bell Tolls. Walt Mack, our winner today, he gets a Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. I might also say that Ellie Kinnaird called in with a correct answer, but she was not quite as quick to the phone as Walt. Congratulations, Walt. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, everybody, for all the phone calls this morning.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Some debris has washed ashore in Western Australia, and it's getting a lot of attention. Reporter Scott Maiman tells us investigators